This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. This has been a busy week in news and trends, so joining me to break down the top five search trends of this week is Google Trends expert Molly Vanderberg. Thanks for joining me, Molly.
Thank you so much for having me, Mason. Happy to be here.
Why does Google do weekly trends? Why not daily?
Yeah, well, we really like to get a sense of what people are searching for on a weekly basis, just because it lets us see what sits around throughout the week, what might just be popular one day of the week, and we try to pull thematically what's been the most popular topic across the entirety of the week.
What was trending for us this week?
Coming in at number one this week is the fact that interest in Stephen Hawking's doctoral thesis expanded rapidly when the Cambridge Library made PDF files available for download from its website. The document was out of this world popular, so much so that it actually crashed the university's open access repository on Monday.
That's crazy that the document crashed the website. Sure would take a lot of people to do that, right?
Yes, the document had evidently been accessed about 60,000 times by the end of the day on Monday, and that was really out of the ordinary because Cambridge had said that a typical popular thesis might get 100 views a month.
What was number two?
Baseball was a big hit this week because the Houston Astros and Los Angeles Dodgers kicked off the first World Series game in California, and that series is currently tied up with the Game 3 happening this evening. So a lot of people are excited about that and looking in for ways to watch.
One of the most interesting thing for me was the Iditarod. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, and this was our number three trend this week. So just when we thought that we'd seen it all from the sports world, a new doping scandal made headlines this week. And it was from the Iditarod, the world's most famous dog race, which takes place over 1,000 miles in Alaska. And what's happened there is that four dogs on the team of a particularly illustrious musher named Dallas Seavey were actually found to have Tramadol in their systems, which is an opioid pain reliever.
Why would a dog need pain reliever for the Iditarod?
It's a very good question, and no one's quite sure, because when they talked to the musher actually said that he didn't distribute the drugs to the dogs, so he's claiming that someone may have tried to sabotage him by administering this, possibly trying to slow them down or kind of just mess with their routine. So really unclear there. I'm not sure if they'll ever get to the bottom of this, being that the athletes are dogs, but a really interesting story coming out of this week.
Yeah, it is. That's so much drama surrounding dogs. But what was number four?
Number four was a little bit of sad news. We were singing the blues this week because widely revered New Orleans jazz musician Fats Domino died earlier this week at the age of 89. And rounding us out at number five is another really interesting story because American history buffs and conspiracy theorists alike were waiting in eager anticipation for yesterday's release of the JFK files, which was a set of more than 3,000 government files about the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. And so those documents have been released and people are starting to dive in to the first set of documents to look for what sorts of stories and different things may have been afoot.
When it comes to the JFK files, where can you find them at?
Yeah, so they are posted online by the National Archives. You can find them at archive.gov, and they'll be linked there. And a lot of people have accessed them already and are digging up some pretty interesting stuff.
Now, does Google also follow YouTube trends?
Oh, we do YouTube videos as well. So our trending video this week is a pretty fun one, and it comes to us from a late-night show from Jimmy Kimmel Live. And it's actually that George Clooney's twins made their television debut. And that's what the video is entitled. And it happened this week when Matt Damon brought them on stage. Or did he? You'll have to take a look at the video to see if that actually happened. But it's a pretty fun one, and over a million people have already taken a look.
When it comes to Google Trends, do you guys start on a Sunday or a Monday? And when does it end?
We typically look at a week from Monday to Friday.
Okay, so the weekend is just left hanging?
Well, we take a look at anything super interesting that happened there as well. But we know that a lot of people may have missed some news during their work week, so we like to take the opportunity to catch them up.
Thank you so much for joining me, Molly. I really appreciate you coming on to tell us the Google Trends for this week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.